rockhaven.com.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, Low Country Male.
Walked up to the road range. So word is that Devin Sweeney is even offered the National Junior College Player of the Year. Things at Clemson are changing. At warp speed. We're not done with Clemson basketball yet. We still have the portal to get to. In case you missed it, among others, and there may be one or two more by now, but Clemson has in the portal thus far landed Elliot Washington. Elliot Washington ran a 10.6 900 meter. Elliot Washington says he runs a 4.29.40. He said he was the fastest player on Penn State. I don't know about 4.29.40. That's sort of fantasy talk, but he also has a 500 plus pound squat as a cornerback, and Elliot Washington can run and he can play. Most importantly, Luke Ferrelli is just a flat out baller. He is a guy, you know, we talk about linebackers, he just can't run around blocks. Ferrelli will run through blocks and around blocks. So Ferrelli is a complete linebacker and plays with a level of aggression and competitiveness that, quite honestly, Clemson's defense just plain lacked this year, with the exception of a few guys. And Ferrelli gives you that element. Myrick is a 6'3 safety. So again, you get a long bodied athlete. Donovan Stark, the corner from Auburn in high school, ran a 10.5 600 meter as a personal best. So obviously he can run. And who else am I forgetting? Old Dominion, who we talked about at length, and I think that was a really big pickup, Joe Carter. I think he's a really big pickup. He was a guy I wanted 2 weeks ago. He had 6 picks this year. He was among the leaders in safeties. He's a ball hawk. He's 6'2". He's athletic. There's a lot to like. Clemson is really doing a great job addressing speed, athleticism, length, defensively. I know people are asking about the offense. We're going to get to that. I want to tell you, because I've already said that I think there are 2 freshman offensive linemen who are both going to play next year, and I wouldn't be surprised if either or both start, and that's a rarity. If you followed me back when we did signing day, you probably already know who these 2 guys are. If you've forgotten, I'm going to remind you in a little bit, because I think they're going to be a big part of this offensive line picture next year for Matt Luke. So I'm going to get to all of that and more in the remaining hour and 50 minutes of the show. You can get in 654-7627. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert?
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, good, Robert. Thank you.
Before I get to the transfer portal in Clemson, a couple quick things. One, y'all were talking about hot dogs yesterday.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more. You know, mustard, sauerkraut.
Yes.
Although I like a chili dog with onions and mustard every now and again.
But it's not the only way, you know, I would eat a hot dog. Yeah. But, you know, we're just talking about one thing, because I had one communist tell me that sauerkraut was terrible, and so I had to fix that.
No, but I bet he probably puts coleslaw on there if he's from the South.
I don't know. No, it's just a communist. And
you're right.
And it was a she. It was a she communist.
Well, the reason I brought that up is if you haven't tried them, Ingles has Johnsonville all pork hot dogs. Man, those things are good.
Okay. Well, Ingles is pretty sure. All right.
I grew up eating all pork hot dogs. That's what I like.
Okay.
Now, I'll eat a beef,
yeah,
and I'll eat a combination beef. Yeah. Chicken does not belong in a hot dog. I'm sad to say. So, I mean, if you're going to eat a chicken hot dog, you might as well just eat Vienna sausages. So
there you go.
but anyway, yeah, those all pork Johnsonville hot dogs are awesome. So, one other quick thing. I want to get your opinion. I got another 100% profit boost on the NBA from Underdog.
Really?
Yes, it's limited to $10 wager, yeah, and only 2 to 3 picks.
Okay.
So I went ahead and I picked one this morning, and I'm going to see what you think.
Okay.
I know you're going to like the first one because I heard you talking about this yesterday.
Okay.
I took Steph Curry to go higher than 3.5 rebounds,
yeah,
tonight.
I like that. Yep.
So, I took Cade Cunningham to go higher than 44.5 points, rebounds, and assists for the Pistons.
What's the number?
44.5.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cade Cunningham is always a good play to go over his number, higher than his number, because Cunningham is just a flat-out baller and stat sheet stuffer. I've taken him a number of times.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, I like that number. Yeah, I like Cade Cunningham at that number.
Okay, well, I don't think you're going to like this one. Even though I took Cade Cunningham to go over 44.5.
Higher.
I took the Bulls to beat the Pistons tonight, to upset the Pistons at plus 300.
I don't know. I need to think about that.
Yeah. Just go ahead and dog it out. Walt.
No, I need to think about it. But you're going against your Cade Cunningham pick.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that ain't smart. But I mean, I just did. Listen, I have no idea what I'm doing with the NBA. I haven't watched the NBA on a regular basis since Reggie Lewis died. So that's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time.
But I did a little Googling, a little AI-ing, and this is what I came up with.
By the way, that Reggie Lewis thing, that hit me like a Mack truck, too. I mean, I 27 years old when he died. 27 years old.
No, dude, I grew up a Celtics fan. That was my team.
Yeah.
Then Len Bias died.
Yeah.
Larry Bird hurt his back shoveling gravel in his mama's driveway.
Bias and Lewis would have both been part of the same team.
That's right.
And
probably could have been on it with Larry Bird if he'd let paid somebody else to fix his mama's driveway.
Yeah, with Bird. Even though Bird was at a later part of his career based on that, but yeah, still,
right.
I mean the death of Bias, the death of Reggie Lewis, just I mean you talk about things that just completely transformed a franchise. Bird hated rookies. I mean hated rookies, but he had actually agreed to work out with him on over the summer, which is something Bird never agreed to work out with Len Bias over the summer. And Bird didn't agree to it. He volunteered for it because he had that much respect for Len Bias's ability, which is just crazy from Bird for a rookie. But that's what he felt. And Bias, Bias was basically a bigger Jordan. I mean, he was.
That's right.
He was
I
all
was getting
those
ready
things.
To say that. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I mean, like 6'8" and and just incredibly strong and ridiculously explosive and just a smooth jump shot. There was nothing he couldn't do on a court. I mean, Bias was going to go on to be one of the greatest players who ever lived. It's just and allegedly, it was just a one time. It was a one time only deal at a party, and one time was all it took in Len Bias's case. Lefty Giselle never got over that.
Yeah, I don't think he did either. He was never the same. So, as far as the transfer portals for Clemson,
Lefty about that numerous times. Lefty used to be a fairly regular on the show.
You said that. I wasn't listening at the time.
Yeah, I mean, he was Lefty was just platinum radio. It was just amazing.
I bet. Excuse me. I like a lot of these players they're getting on defense. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
I really like Ferrelli, but I'm going to tell you who I like the most out of what's on there so far is that Corey Myrick. I like that kid. I mean, he is big and long and fast, and, I mean, just it never gives up. I mean, he just isn't.
Well, look, I like all of them. They added length and athleticism, and what they really added, too, is they added competitive spirit. And quite honestly, I think competitive spirit – we can talk about the length and athleticism, and Tom Allen wants those things. And you can't have a team full of Rudies. You go, you'll lose every single game. And so you need the talent and the length and the athleticism, but you also need competitive spirit. And I think this defense just lacked competitive spirit all year. One of the things you got to wonder about is you have to wonder about the guys who have been in your system all along and paying those guys big amounts of money and then just having them mail it in, you know, then they get with their fat little girlfriends, as Mike Leach used to say, and they go and get engaged or whatever else. And they go on these world tours cause they have more money than God, and football suddenly isn't important to them. And I think we saw some of that at Clemson this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to believe that affected Dabo as well. I mean, he had to have seen it. Yeah. He had to have seen the lack of effort. But the country club's gone, Walt. Yeah. It seems like they're getting all them country club boys out of there, letting them go their own way, and they're bringing in players who want to play football and play it at a high level.
I think it's all true.
I love what's going on the defensive side. Now if they can get a running back I would like to have a quarterback, but I definitely would like to have a running back. But I'm going to take that off the air, Walt. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. You know, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, the thing you have to remember is everybody else is doing the same thing, and they're also adding talented players, which they've been doing all along. And, you know, I still stand by what I said the other day. I mean, you know, the rant, the pro-Dabo Swinney rant and, you know, the anti-college football world rant from the other day, I think is – where I come down on it. I think Dabo Swinney is still, I think he should do whatever he wants to do. What he wants to do now is hit the portal. And I hope the Vezina thing all works out for him just as he hopes and he believes. And I think that clearly these are athletic upgrades. I think, now, again, you have to blend it all. You have to bring it together. You know, you're having to fill a lot of holes defensively too. You know, so there's still a lot more to come here. There's still a lot more that needs to be done, and I think we'll see all that. Ramona, I don't hear you.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Good. Do you remember the butt enhancement stuff that we've done? The tile shop butt enhancement.
Yes. Yes.
Well, what if I told you that there's a new type of butt surgery?
What?
What if I told you that there's a new type of butt surgery, especially for thinner women who might not have their own fat source?
Oh no! What?
Yes, it's called It's called the zombie Brazilian butt lift.
Does that mean they're getting it from cadavers?
It does indeed, Ramona.
Oh, no.
It does indeed. Exclusive to Blank Blank, the zombie BBL blends biostimulatory filler with an advanced cocktail starting with cadaver fat.
You're okay with putting
in your own plasma
dead body tissue in your body.
Look what's going on inside you.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that
I'm sorry. So
I didn't know you was going to say that at the end.
That's right. So we have moved.
Zombies.
Yeah, so we have moved from getting the butt enhancement at the tile shop in Florida.
Yeah.
Where they're injecting.
Which she died, right? Or no, she didn't die.
I don't know.
She
didn't like
her product.
Yeah, I think a different one died. But we have moved from getting the butt filled up at the tile shop in Florida to now the zombie procedure where they are putting cadaver fat into your...
So what you're saying is the really thin women are not able to produce the fat that needs to go into their.
Yeah, so they're getting cadaver butt.
So in other words, there's a lot of really really thin women walking around with really really huge butts.
Here's the thing: which would you rather
what
have?
Does that make? Would that you, does not make sense.
Yeah, would you rather have the tile shop? A silicone gun, or would you rather have the cadaver butt? I'd rather go to the tile shop.
I'd rather go to the tile shop.
Yeah, I'm going
shop.
To the tile shop.
Now,
yeah, I'm going to the tile shop. The cadaver butt, I'm out on.
This is dead tissue.
And there's
you're
so many questions.
Your body?
Right. There's so many questions. Does it have to be somebody related to you? Like, is
like DNA match?
Well, yeah. Like, are you now going to carry Uncle Henry around in your butt?
The new meaning to pain in my butt, huh?
I just,
this is horrible.
And
what is wrong with you?
And does cadaver, how do we know that the, how, what are we doing to preserve the cadaver fat so that, because the ooh, that smell thing really related to the cadaver fat.
Once
you're dead, you stink. If you don't,
yeah,
the tissue's
not going to be alive. I don't see how you, This is a whole new low for cosmetic surgery. This is a whole new low. That's horrible.
Now, Uncle Henry might like it.
Walking around.
Yeah. Yeah, Uncle Henry, instead of being buried in the graveyard, is buried in in Celine's butt.
Uncle Henry, we're just going to spread it out into the women
butt.
In the family. What is wrong with these people?
It's like every day brings some new level of lunacy. You know,
wait a while, age a little bit, and you'll get your own stuff back there.
Right, and you also get to a point where you won't care, and you'll realize how ridiculous what you were considering
you're
was.
You're walking around with all this extra stuff inside you, and you don't care, and that's just. That's just awful. That's worse than the other.
I think it is.
That's worse than silicone.
Yeah.
Isn't that what?
Yeah, I think cadaver butt may be the worst thing I've ever heard.
Like they were using like breast implant stuff in your butt, right? Isn't that for the regular deal?
So
I don't know what happens.
So wait. I just want to make sure of something.
What?
If your butt is made of Uncle Henry, or let's just say Aunt Bertha, if your butt is made of
Bertha.
Aunt Bertha, and then you get involved with somebody else, is that a menage a trois?
What? The guy's dead. What causes these people to? I'm going to just pass right over that. And poor Ben, I know he's not home yet because he ain't been gone that long. So I know he's in the car going, oh my God. I'd rather been at my desk.
That's true. We always wait till now.
He's not going to fall out of his, chair, I would hope. This is wrong. Yeah. This is, who came up with this?
Hollywood?
Probably.
And by the way, do you volunteer for this opportunity?
Or
do you get
donate,
chosen?
You,
yeah, yeah, well, see, yeah. But that's usually like your heart or your lungs or something else. Now you're donating
your
butt
fat.
Yeah, yeah. So you're gonna be a butt donor. Butt donor. If you're a butt donor, shouldn't you get to pick out who you donate to?
This is nothing like I thought you were.
if you're a butt donor, like if you're a butt donor, if you're a male butt donor, you're going to donate to Sydney Sweeney. I mean, not that she necessarily needs it right now, but...
What now? What?
I said, if you're a male butt donor, you're going to donate to Sydney Sweeney.
You're going to want to donate to her?
Yeah, that's the ride you're going on.
Okay. Well, okay, well, let's make this point really clear. You're dead. Your tissue is not going to notice.
Yeah, but no, you care. You want to assign it. I guess if you're making
your dead plans, you get to go thinking, hey, this is great. I'm going to be... butt in him.
This sounds like young Frankenstein stuff.
It does.
It sounds like stuff that can't really be happening. It can't be. But sadly enough, it actually is.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, we're late for a break. It is just wrong. The zombie. That's the worst name too ever. The zombie.
I can't believe they named it that.
The zombie butt lift. Quiet down there, Harold. Shut up. Shut up, Harold. Quick break.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, we create chemistry.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson men's basketball swings back into action tonight in Little John Coliseum. It'll be a late one, 9 o'clock tip against the Mustangs of SMU. This will be just the 5th meeting all time between Clemson and SMU in basketball. It's a series that started back in 1970. Nashville, Tennessee was the site. Clemson picked up a 67-51 victory over SMU at that time. The only loss that Clemson has suffered to SMU so far in the 4 games that they've played previous was in 2014. That was in New York City. Clemson lost by 6, 65-59. The last couple of games Clemson won, both of them were last year, as they won at SMU by a final count of 79-69, and then won in the ACC tournament in Charlotte also last season, 57-54. So one of the things, if you've been listening, maybe you've picked up on, Clemson and SMU have played 4 times. Each time it's been in a different state. Here they will come to South Carolina, and for 5 times it'll be a different state. Airtime for us on Network Lines will start at 8:30 in the evening, as Tim Beret and I will be with you on the call. Hope that you can join us. Better yet, hope you can come on out and support Brad Brunell and his Tigers. As always, go Tigers!
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer. So don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I was reminded of TSA. One of the texts reminded me of the story we did on TSA and the Swamp Butt. Remember Swamp Butt from TSA?
I do.
Those people thought
sadly,
they those people
I do.
Yeah, those people thought they had it bad before. Now they're gonna have to deal with cadaver butt.
Isn't that
zombie
gross?
Butt? They're gonna go from Swamp Butt to zombie butt.
And they who's doing this? Who do you think sometimes that people come up with stuff and go, hey man, let's see who will do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's first it was the lips.
Yeah, it's like
okay?
Kelly Gramlich always used to try and get Quok to eat paste and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Quok, don't eat stuff unless it's food.
That's right. You know,
and make sure it's something you want to eat.
That's right. Don't be coerced into any of that stuff.
No.
Yeah, don't be coerced. It's just it's a bad idea. This was a very bad plan. I don't know.
I think there's people in the back room going.
Yeah, so many questions.
You know, especially, I mean, look where they're getting it from, the morgue. Remember we had the morgue guy, before Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Got caught taking selling body parts and stuff.
Yeah.
They're sitting in the morgue.
Ivy League schools. Yeah, Ivy League.
You know, coming up
it's
with
Harvard.
These things.
Yeah, Harvard. Yeah. Selling body parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harvard. Harvard was selling body parts for like 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah.
Mailing body parts around the country.
They just caught him. You know he's been doing it the whole time.
I mean, the world is not too nuts. It's not too nuts.
Come
you know, you ever hear that? You ever hear that saying "ghost in the machine"?
Yeah.
And they get a ghost in the butt.
That's awful.
You got a third. You got a third voice. You got a third voice. Hey, move over. Hey, you two. Hey, you two. Move over. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine anybody actually saying, yes, please inject human corpse into my body. Yeah, I don't know. Man,
what is
the
wrong
text
with
line
you?
Is on
this
fire.
It's a bad look for women. Very bad look. Men will do it too.
You're moving in the wrong direction. You know, go back to the tile shop. You know? Go back to the tile shop.
Yeah, take the, what was it, caulk?
Yeah, caulk. Get the caulk gun.
I can't believe this woman went to a tile shop to get butt in here.
Bend over, we'll caulk you up. It's quick.
Caulk you up.
Hey, at least you know where it came from.
Yeah, at least you know what it is.
Came right here from the stupid caulk.
It said, man, that lady put caulk in her butt. I wonder if she'd put dead tissue. Let's see if we can do that. Oh, yeah.
Zombie butt lift. Real thing. It's so incredibly wrong. We have lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Turner's. Joy comes out of the blue with Turner's Jewelers. You don't need a special occasion to give a special gift. Make any day memorable when you shop for fine jewelry at Turner's Jewelers. They're a family-owned business with over 65 years of experience. Turner's Jewelers will help you find the perfect gift to demonstrate your love or just because. Find the perfect bracelet, necklace, or earrings to surprise your special someone with. Silver and gold, diamonds, precious gems, you'll find something for every style. Choose from their selection or customize your own design that you know she'll love. They work with you every step of the way to make a piece that you'll both adore. If you can dream it up, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. That's their in-house experts. By the way, their in-house experts can also appraise, clean, and repair your jewelry, as they've done for Ramona, just like brand new. Plus, they offer competitive prices for real gold, silver, and estate jewelry. When it's time to say, I do, come to Turner's for one-of-a-kind engagement and wedding rings. Jewelry made for the big day and for every day thereafter. There's no place like Turner's. They're a special place. They're not a chain. They're privately owned. It's an enormous selection. Watches and wedding bands for men, everyone can find their perfect piece. An incredible selection of Rolexes awaits at an affordable price point, too. Find show-stopping jewelry pieces and tons of designer brands guaranteed to turn heads. It's always the right time to give the gift of jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Good things come in small packages, especially when it's jewelry in a Turner's Blue Box. Start your search online at turnersjewelers.com or visit the experts in person, the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. And Ramona and I have both shopped at Turner's a million times. There's just no place like it. You will 100% thank me later. All right, lots to get to. Okay. The text line, you can stop now with all the butt stuff. We're trying to move on. We're trying to move on, so we will endeavor to do that. All right. We have lots to get to. On the Clemson basketball front, I want to jump back to that for a minute because we never wrapped up with that. We're going to get to more football portal stuff and the direction, all that stuff. All that is coming. But again, an enormous basketball game here tonight with a late start of 9 p.m. A really good team coming in here in SMU, Andy Enfield's bunch, a well-coached team, good coaching matchup. I still give the advantage to Brad Brownell there. I give the advantage to Brad Brownell from a basketball coaching standpoint over anybody. But this is a good basketball team. I mean, if you watch the North Carolina game, they basically woodshedded North Carolina in that second half, and North Carolina is a talented team. You know, again, when you look at the pieces on this team, it really starts with Boopie Miller, because again, to my way of thinking, he's the quickest point guard in America. Staying in front of him, leveling him off is a huge challenge. The ball's part of his hand. He's great off the bounce, passing the ball, which not everybody is. So it's just a seamless deal. Like I said, he's quick on quick. I think he's the quickest lead guard in America. I just think he's a real, and he's improved in terms of 3-point shooting in his overall game. So he's become more of a scorer too. He's a really tough guy to deal with. And I think that's where it starts for SMU. BJ Edwards is a terrific player. He's probably their next best player. He was just named the ACC Player of the Week a week ago. A really gifted player, sort of a stat sheet stuffer. And Igatolu, their center, is, again, he's a mammoth human being. He's, I don't know what he is, 7'2", 280, 7'3", 300. I don't know what he is. He's just absolutely a massive human being. It's going to be interesting to see how Clemson tries to defend him. He posed lots of problems for North Carolina even when he didn't score, because they dump it inside, they throw it back out, and they hit open threes. This team is not a great three-point shooting team. Neither is Clemson. I think the team that shoots it best from three tonight might actually win. It's going to be really interesting to see how Clemson attempts to defend Igatolu. And I think SMU doesn't utilize him enough. As I said earlier, they're a transition team. They want to go up and down. They average 91, 92 points a game. They're one of the top scoring teams in the country. That's how they play. And sometimes Igatolu gets lost in that transition. When they're in the half court, though, and this guy gets 2 feet in the paint and they dump the ball into him, there really isn't anything you can do except play the best position defense you can and hope he misses. And then block out and try and get the rebound, because and you're going to have to put a body on him. And again, he gets himself in foul trouble at times, not as much this year. I don't know if he gets winded at times, probably in the way that they play. So there are reasons that he doesn't become quite as dominant a factor as he might be, particularly on a team that was playing more half-court-oriented basketball. But I promise you, when he catches the ball in the paint, you have no chance. You are at his mercy. Just play the best position defense you can and hope he misses, and then block him out, which is going to be important. I don't know whether Clemson will dig down on him. Like I said, North Carolina was very concerned with him. SMU played a lot of inside out. They got a lot of open threes off that. They hit a lot of those threes. I don't know if they will shoot it as well on the road as they did at home from three. I don't think so because, again, by nature, it's not a great three-point shooting team. Let me get to Red here. We'll get back to this conversation and more on the other side. Red, how are you, Red? Good to have you.
Hey, well, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Red.
Hey, I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation, but, hey, so one of the families, I had breakfast with the guy Tuesday morning, and he was telling me about their Christmas, the one who was trying to get his life back together.
Yeah, yeah.
And he told me that his son, after getting his presents, looked at him and told him, said, "Daddy, this is the best Christmas I've ever had."
That's awesome.
He said that his wife is even looking at him differently now, and he's gaining some trust from her, and he just wanted to let everybody know how much he appreciated the Roar.
Well, that's great. Family. That's awesome. That's what it's all about. And
yep.
And
yes, sir.
I'm glad that all worked out, Ryan. That's wonderful news.
Yes, sir. And I just wanted to pass it on, and I thank you all. I thank everybody that listened.
Thank you, Red. Thank you for all you do.
Yes, sir.
For so many people. Thank you, Red.
Buddy.
Yep, thank you. Let me tell you about Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. You know the bold white and blue trucks everywhere. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating, too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostic with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, discounts for veterans and seniors, and when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers. $189 value. It's incredible. Take advantage of that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Of course, tell them that we sent you. It's how it works. You can get in. 654-7627. People always complain you can't get in. You can get in right now. You know what you want to talk about. We're talking a little Clemson basketball, a little Clemson portaling, and the portal in general the rest of the show. We also are going to start talking about the actual bowl games. I don't mean those fantasy SEC bowl games, the actual bowl games the teams are playing. Quick break.
It was just a few years back that I was trying to understand why my body wasn't cooperating. Then my great friends at PhD Weight Loss helped me to realize that it's not my fault. Losing weight is getting harder and harder. I was eating better, I was moving more, but my body just wasn't responding the way it used to. That's not willpower, that's metabolism. For many people just like me, years of dieting quietly slows the metabolic system down, so the harder I tried, the less progress I was making. But at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just the calories. If you want to better understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock this great New Year's special. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better.
Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walked up to the road rage. Man, the portal is unbelievable. These quarterbacks are absolutely everywhere. You need a guide to it all. You know, we told you yesterday, Austin Simmons is now at Ole Miss. Grunkemeyer is at Virginia Tech. That deal was sealed a couple days ago. That makes perfect sense. I think he's going to be terrific. I think he's a talent. I would love to have seen Clemson land him, to be honest, but it makes sense that he would wind up at Virginia Tech with Franklin. You know, we're seeing this insane world of college football. You know, I've talked before about the thing is broken when players should not be allowed to follow coaches from one school to another. And it just, you can't have it. The coaches can move, the players can move, the players can go anywhere they are, but you can't have the Iowa State to Penn State thing. You can't have it. And it's not a good look for Matt Campbell at all. I mean, it makes Campbell look like a villain. And, you know, this guy is allegedly a nice guy. Well, I mean, I think that ship has sailed too. I mean, this is who you are. This is what your character is. You know, you worked at Iowa State and coached there for a long time, and you had no respect for the program when you left. I mean, again, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. You should have to go out and find your own people. You should not be able to rape and pillage the school that you were at. You just should not be able to do it. And I think it's a bad element of college football, and I think we need rules protecting against that. But that's what we have, and this is the system we have. You know, Kwok has talked before about collective bargaining, and I think that makes sense. The question I would have is, if we get to that point, and maybe we will, and maybe ultimately that is a solution to some of it, but why would the players be willing to collectively bargain anything? you know, I was going to actually call Quack and Ben, discuss this with him today, but the reason I didn't, Ramona, is because there were 8,000 police and sheriffs everywhere, and now I know the reason, apparently. And so I would have been target number one had I been on the phone. So, but why would they collective bargain anything? I mean, in other words, every single element of this whole system favors them now. So what would the bargaining element, the bargaining...
You're saying what more do they want?
Huh?
Are you saying what more do they want?
No, I'm saying they have absolutely everything their way. So why would they agree to bargain with somebody who wants to reduce what they have? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, collective bargaining means two sides trying to come together to find an answer to something. But what will the other side's argument to the player's side, the player's union, for example, if there was one, what would the argument be? How would you try and coerce them to give up some of what they have? What would the argument be? That, well, this system is going to go bankrupt, we're going to run out of money? Well, you've already proven that's not true by the amount of money you're giving them. And you're finding different ways to generate money. So, again, I don't know what the argument would be. That's my problem. I think Kwok is right in theory that would be a way to fix this situation we're in. But the dilemma is, in practicality, I don't know what the other side would have to barter. I don't see how they would. You know, again, you would go into these meetings where one side is getting absolutely everything they want, and your argument is, well, you're going to need to give up some of what you're getting now, and they're going to say, why? Why would I need to give up anything? You clearly have the money to pay us because you've been willingly doing so. That's my problem. I don't think collective bargaining is the answer to this because I think that ship has sailed a little bit. I don't know how you're going to present it. I don't know why the players would acquiesce on anything. I don't know why they would say, okay, yeah, we'll give up that or we'll give up this. Why would they give up anything? You've given them everything they wanted, everything. They have the whole world right now. They can transfer as many times as they want. They can make as much money as they want. They can apparently stay in school nearly forever. You've got individual players are going from one school to the next and getting $5 million for a single season. What would they surrender and why? So you're going to say to them what exactly? You're going to say, well, we think you should, we should have a cap on this. And they're going to say no. Why would they cap anything? It's not like you've shown your books or any reason to think that you're impoverished. It's not like you've shown any reason to think that you can't afford to do this. You know, it's going to be the whole opening your books thing. And that's not going to work. Because you're willingly paying these exorbitant amount of monies. So I just don't know how the bargain would come off, the bargain part of it. You've already surrendered and given the other side everything they could possibly want. So now you're going to have some meeting, some collective bargaining meeting, whereby you're going to ask them to give back the things that you're already giving, freely giving them. And they're going to say, screw off. Why would we do that? Okay, so now what do you do? Well, now you either have a shutdown, which I guess would be the next step. I mean, but again, why would you do that? Because you're still making money off it, clearly. If you shut it down, you won't be. I don't know. I think collective bargaining sounds like an answer. I'm just not sure how practically it is because this situation is completely different from any other existing collective bargaining agreement that exists in sports. where both sides understand that you've got to in some way come together for a greater good. I don't think you're going to convince the players' side of this, the young players who have every single benefit on their side, to acquiesce or to surrender anything. And I think their answer is going to be, why would we? You've already given us everything we want. Why should we give up anything? I don't know. I think that's a dilemma. I just don't see how you get around it. Clark and then Chuck. Clark, how are you, Clark? Good to have you.
Good evening, Walt.
Hey, Clark. I hope your grandson is doing well, Clark.
Hey, we've had a little hiccup. They're going to do surgery in the next week or so.
Okay.
And they're going to move him down to MUSC.
Okay.
And they had a little thing going on. He's got an artery right there near the tumor, and I think they want to send him down there because that's his mom's choice and his dad's choice. So I'm kind of agreeing with everything, you know, just doing what they want to do.
Our thoughts and prayers are as a community are all with you guys.
Thank you so much. You guys have been great with that. Everybody has. Going to the portal thing, I'm looking at all these defensive players we're getting, and I'm excited about it. And what turns out if Tom Allen has a top 10 or top 15 defense, but we don't have a quarterback and offense to complement that with?
Yeah, I mean,
I just think
that's the question, obviously. And to compete at the highest level, you've got to be top 25 in both offense and defense.
Right. Do you think that's kind of a surprise thing that Sweeney may be doing, that maybe in the next two or three or four days he may go after a quarterback?
I don't. Not reading the tea leaves, not hearing the reporting that we've heard from people like Larry Williams, who has some connections involved in this and or has some connections to this situation. I don't think so. I think that the effort now, maybe Chad Morris has an interest in somebody else. I don't know. I still sort of hope so, but. You know, if not, we're going to find out what Christopher Vezina can do. And the question will be how you support him how you improve the running back room, et cetera. And I think Clemson's going to endeavor to do that. How you improve the offensive line, which I'm going to talk about in just a little bit. And because I think there are two freshmen who are both going to play, in my estimation, from my earlier evaluation that I want to talk about. And then I think that Clemson will add a portal offensive lineman or two.
Yeah, I'll say this, I'll let you go. The biggest thing that concerns me is what if Vezina gets hurt?
Yeah.
And you literally have nothing to back him up with.
Well,
love the show, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Clark. Well, you also have no experience at quarterback, period, including Vezina. Now, he's been sitting there, and Trent Simpson was sitting there in Alabama, and it turned out he played pretty well, as a texter said the other day. That's a fair argument, whether – Christopher Vezina can be Trent Simpson. I don't know. Or can be Simpson. I don't know. I think that remains to be seen. But I mean, I guess that's the hope. But the reality is that your starting quarterback situation, your entire quarterback room has one start amongst them. And if Vezina did go down, then again, you would be going to a much less experienced player, one with virtually no experience, whether that was Denson or anybody else, Tate Reynolds, anybody else. Let me tell you about Underdog. Chuck, I'll get to you in a minute. The football playoffs are here. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Man, I can't wait to get involved in the playoffs here. I think it's going to be absolutely unbelievable. It's so competitive. This is going to be one of the more competitive playoffs we've seen, and it's just going to provide a lot of opportunities on Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick if your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I'm inclined to want to go with experienced, talented, veteran quarterbacks, their numbers and their receivers' numbers. But I'm also want to look at the running games what the rush defenses look like, all those things. But playing on underdog just can't be any easier. And the NFL playoffs and the college football playoffs, they're here. They're upon us. It just doesn't get better than this. More opportunities than ever on underdog. I'll be keeping you apprised of what I'm doing on underdog with the playoffs in the next couple of days. I'll be letting you know that. But so stay tuned for that if you want to tell me. But so many great chances to get involved with underdog right now. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage. They have boosts and all sorts of other opportunities, and there's going to be more. I'm going to have more to tell you tomorrow on this. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right. Chuck and Tim. I don't know. Let me see if we can squeeze Chuck in. We'll see. Chuck, how are you, Chuck? Good to have you.
I'm doing well, Walt. I just got one quick question, yeah, and I'll let you go, buddy. I'm not going to get into the Clemson football. I'm just going to take it as a fan, just wait and see what happens.
Exactly.
But, I mean, we were ranked in the top five last year, and you see what happened. So I'm just going to wait and see, and that's all me as a fan, that's all I'm going to do is wait and see what happens.
Yep.
I wish that football team had the grit that Brad Brunell team has, because I am really proud of Coach Brunell. What's he won, 5 in a row now? I mean, I know, you know, who
10,
he's beat,
10 road games in a row, which is really incredible.
Right. I mean, that's
league road
team,
games.
And could have,
impossible.
Should, yeah, and Walt should have beat Alabama.
Yeah.
And
hey,
and
Chuck, I'm going to be up against the top of the hour, so quick, ask me your question.
Okay. Okay, what do you see out of the Jags-Bills game? And that's my question.
Yeah,
thank
all right,
you,
Walt. All right, Chuck, thank you. I'll answer on the other side. Quick break. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville-Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Craft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service, trusted, tested, dependable.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with